plate a potential nugget.
The other piece that really intrigued me in the book, Linda, was a quote that you attribute to violinist Stephen Nachmanowicz, where you say, if we operate with a belief in long sweeps of time, we build cathedrals. If we operate from fiscal quarter to fiscal quarter, we build ugly shopping malls. Mm-hmm. It sort of left me thinking about a bunch of things. What's the key takeaway here in terms of how people think about transitions, choices, capability building? I'd love to sort of explore this phrase, how you think about it.
Yeah, well, thank you. I'm glad you liked the phrase. I really loved it as well. And I think, you know, what you're trying to do in terms of thinking about your life, thinking forward, is obviously you want to make short-term investments. You know, every day you have choices. You have to work out what those choices are. But, you know, it's a mistake to be blind to the future. You know, to be blind to what your future could be. And, you know, if you want to build a cathedral rather than a shopping mall, you have to think in the long term, because these things take time to build and they require expertise and focus and so on. So I think for me, the big takeaway there is I don't think you should hold your breath and say it's all about the future. That's a mistake. But I think that, you know, the delaying of gratification isn't a bad idea. And it's not a bad idea at times to say, I'm prioritizing something because I think in the long term, that's going to be good, even though right now, it's not going to give me any short-term benefits. And, you know, there's lots of examples of that. Money, of course, is one of them. My insights about from writing the book is we really need to save, and we need to encourage our children to save, and we need to really build financial literacy so people understand about the choices they're making about money. But even exercise, you know, I started exercising as a consequence of doing the book, and I do circuit training. And honestly, there isn't a single time when I wished I could stop doing it. I mean, I absolutely hate it. But I just know that if my 80-year-old self was sitting next to me right now, she would be saying to me, Linda, get on that treadmill. So I'm really got my 80-year-old self on my back at the moment.
Yeah, that's a great thought, just in terms of framing it, imagining your future self.
Yeah.
And have a conversation with that future self. But back to the point about cathedrals, cathedral versus shopping mall, what I was grappling with was, in a world of change, in a world of so much uncertainty about what lies ahead, you know, how could one commit to that one thing and invest over the long term? Because often there's a little bit of anxiety saying, you know, am I building the cathedral in the wrong place or building the wrong cathedral? Would the fashion trends have moved by the time I finish the cathedral? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In a world of so much change, do you see a tension there?
Yes. And in fact, I wouldn't. I mean, maybe that's where the cathedral metaphor starts to break down, because actually, I think experimentation is more important in the sense that I think each one of us, and I certainly would say this about myself, is an unfinished piece of work. I mean, I don't know, you know, I'm still investing in myself. I'm still experimenting. You know, I'm still wondering about what would I like to do next? What are my interests? Where could I make the largest contribution? And that's an ongoing question. And I try things, and I think, what I do mostly these days is I try things and then I say, how did I feel about that? And if I didn't feel good about it, then I tend not to do them again, apart from exercise, which I never feel good about.
I'd recently made a trip to Ajanta and Ellora caves a few months back. These are caves made out of a single monolithic rock. Thousands of people chiseled on these rocks over hundreds of years to produce these caves, which are a mind-blowing spectacle. I must confess, I felt really guilty that it took me so long to go there and see them. And I was truly blown away by these caves, and in a lot of ways, it changed my mind on how to think about creating something for the long term. If you live in India and haven't been there, I would strongly, strongly urge you to make a visit there, and you will see what I mean when you get there. But it also gave me some perspective around how to think about the podcast. Very often, people come to me asking me for metrics on the podcast and the ROI and whether I'm monetizing the content. I genuinely believe there's a lot of content that's been created today going after people's attention and solving for traffic. TikTok, Kolaveri Deeg, Gangnam Style and so on. At least I've told myself that I'm in this long-term journey of creating purposeful content that's of value. How many people listen to it, whether it's monetizable, etc., those are all second-order questions for me. But having that long-term focus, reinforced by my trip to Ajanta and Ellora, at least gives me some guiding principles to ensure that I maintain the bar or even raise the level in terms of the editorial standards of the podcast. To use Linda's language, hopefully, my 80-year-old self will be proud of what would have been created by then. Thank you for listening. If you're deriving value from the podcast, please consider paying it forward to Antarang Foundation, an organization I work with closely. Akash and Arman, the editors of the podcast, are alumni of Antarang Foundation. They do everything from cleaning up the audio, editing it, sequencing it, overlaying it with music, doing the visual elements, and much, much more. Antarang Foundation is a not-for-profit that works with thousands of young adults and helps them play to their unique potential. I believe while the world of human potential is uniformly distributed, the world of opportunity is unfortunately not. We may not realize it, or we may not want to acknowledge it, but the reality is that a lot of us are beneficiaries of the ovarian lottery that sets us up very differently. To know more about how you can make a difference, please visit the paid forward section at playtopotential.com.